Tuesday the 20th of October, 2nd of Cheshvan, Rabbi Yossi David, Hilchos Kedushas Pesach Neses.
A vessel in this week's parasha speaks about Teva's Ner. In order to avoid floods and avoid dangers, and Rabbi Yossi says in every day there's a Teva's Ner. And he calls the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesset, he calls it Teva's Ner, to get away a bit from what's going on in the world, to get back to ourselves and start thinking. So, maybe we'll discuss the halachos of Kedushas Pesach Neses, which are quite important, and the Gemara says tremendous things about people who don't look after the Kedushas Pesach Neses. And I'm not coming to give a mussar, just discussing halacha with you, that's all. And so I'm not referring to any chas v'sholom. This is a makom shul which is only used for Torah and Tefillah. And no chas v'sholom. However, I thought to discuss this, and also the Gemara says that Arichus Yomim depends a lot on people spending time in the shul. It says, Be'aika Sabe Bebovel, the Gemara asks, but is it possible to have in England Arichus Yomim? Shaykh? So the Gemara says, Lemani Arichus Yomim on the land which I've given you. Not anywhere else. The Gemara says, yes, the shuls where people spend the time in, it's like land, like an embassy, which belongs to Eretz Yisrael. And Be'ezer Hashem, there are tilim, but teknesios, but we should go to Eretz Yisrael. And what will be left here? We'll probably use their stadiums and the things of the guy, and it will turn into yeshiva, the Gemara Megillah says. It will turn into a Beis Medrash. So, but the shuls will go up to Eretz Yisrael. So it seems to me that it's a land of Eretz Yisrael. So our Richus Yomi depends a lot on the way we treat a shul, the way we treat a Beis Medrash. There's a Tosefta Megillah. The Tosefta Megillah says, I know you think it's a bit irrelevant because I'm starting from scratch, I'm starting from building a Beis Knesset, yeah? We live in Golis, unfortunately, but we're quite comfortable in this country. We're not limited in how to build and when to build. But we don't want to, we'll soon see, we don't want to highlight ourselves amongst the goyim. The Tosefta Megillah says, "En boinim beis haknesset ela begoiva shel ir." You're supposed to build beis haknesset when you look at the land which you're about to settle, the city which is the town. You look for the highest place in the town. It says in Mishlei Shlomo HaMelech says, "Berosh homiyot tikra." And when you want to call out, maybe the goyim got the idea of calling out for the Lehavdil El Falfav dollars from what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei. Make sure you do it in a high place. Talks about a Novi where you're going to give a Joshua, give a Mekar of the Eden. You should look for a high place to talk, a high stage, in order to, everybody should hear. So he said the basic Knesset should be built in the highest part of the town. Rashi says that that's where the Achroza, if you want to announce, that's where you can hear most, if it's on the top of the town. What it literally means, I think we're quite different than Umos HaElam. I think they have to make a lot of noise. We, when we go to shul, we hardly make a noise. Once a guy asked, when we go to shul, there was a, in the Islamic world, it's known when the muazzin wants to call out, he has to shout his head off from the top of it to convince people to come. And by the going, they have to ring bells and bells. By the Eden, they're going quietly, come out quietly, don't have to be called, no, nothing. It's because we believe that Kosh Boch is everywhere. They don't need to shout in the country. To shout that Kosh Boch is Mekat Ne'emuna. So the Tosefta said it should be built on the highest place. And when I saw this Tosefta, it occurred to me, what's the reason? What's standing behind it? Why must you build a shul on the highest place of the town? And I saw the Minchas Bikurim, yeah, to call out, yeah, but we don't really call out. It's Mos Choshev.
Check, Alan, check.
It's either me or the stand there.
Bring into it.
Yeah, so the Minchas Bikurim, which is a commentary on the Tosefta, he writes, he brings a comparison to this, the idea of building in the highest place, most choshev a place of the town, presumably, comes from the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, couldn't bring all of it with me, but the Gemara in Zvachim, I can't quote you word by word, the Gemara in Zvachim speaks about where exactly the Beis HaMikdash was built. When David HaMelech came to build the Beis HaMikdash, he bought that land,
and he thought of building the Beis HaMikdash, yeah, on the highest part of Yerushalayim, yeah, a bit further north of Yerushalayim. And then he said, it says in the Torah, Bezeis HaBrocho, we read, Uben Ketefav Shachem, that the Beis HaMikdash was in the Chelek of Binyamin, but was on the shoulders. Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says, why on the shoulder, not on the head, but on the top part, why not on the highest part? He says, he gives a dimun to a shoyer. The strongest part of the body of the ox is its shoulders. So we want to put the Beis HaMikdash there. So it seems to be a pellet. The Minchas Bikurim says that you have to build a shul on the highest place, like the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you look at the Gemara Zvachim, the Beis HaMikdash was not built on the highest place of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Although it says the Kamta Valita, the Gemara says that you have to go up. So it seems to be it's in the highest. It's up from the rest of Eretz Yisrael, from the rest of the world. That's what means goes up. But it's on the highest point of Yerushalayim. Yeah. However, the Minchas Bikurim brings the comparison to there. That's I never understood. What's the Chorot Zon Negeah today? Now the truth is, there's not for nothing that the Sefta bought a source from Mishle and not from the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash here. And the Beis HaMikdash is the din of a Kamta Ve'alita, you have to go from all over to Sol up to Yerushalayim. However, Beis HaKnesses is a different halacha. Beis HaKnesses have to be built in the most important part of the town, where everybody should see it, should be in the top part of the town. Now, if we thought there's no comparison between the Beis HaMikdash and a shul, the Gemara brings in Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara brings an interesting halacha, and it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. First halacha which we said about building in the highest part of the town is brought in Shulchan Aruch. And also another halacha, the Gemara in Shabbos says as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, kol ir shegagoyseha gevoy mi Beis HaKnesset lesof chareva. This is a frightening Gemara. The Gemara says, any town where the roofs of the houses are higher than the shul, lesof chareva, it's going to be destroyed. That town will be destroyed. Frightening thing. The Gemara says, brings a pasuk in Ezra, and it talks about Ezra saying what exactly they did when they went up to the soil. It says, leroimem et bes elokeinu. We have to elevate, bring up very high the Beis HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaKnesses, the shul which you want to daven. So we learn from the Beis HaMikdash that the shul must be the highest building in town. I've come across many shuls here where we live, were the highest in town, but I heard the story of Belzer Rebbe when he built the new Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So everybody brings the famous story that the reason why he built it so high was in order to show the Nazis, you thought of getting rid of Belz, you thought of getting rid of the Yidden, I'll show you we're here, and we're here big time. And he built this massive, massive Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Wherever you go in Yerushalayim, you see it. Now the truth is, Belzer Rebbe is beyond that as well. He knows that there's a halacha, that the shul has to be the highest building in town. And in order to be higher than Kiryat Belz, all around, be higher than the buildings, you have to build really, really, really high. We'll soon discuss that. So, Taki Bebet, it's gone very, very high. But the question is here, how come we are Meku? How come here we... People, you don't see, you don't find person, we, you know, we go and turn a house into a shul, fine, the derchak, but you don't find people building the shuls higher than the homes. And Bevet Tepele, we have to understand. The Rosh writes, the Gemara brings, that what we're discussing, that the shul has to be the highest part of town, yeah? It's talking about where if the houses, obviously, there's use for the houses, for the roofs of the houses, and they're higher than the shuls. However, if there's walls of the city or anything which is done for protection, you make it higher than the shul, it's not an issue, it's not a problem. The Rosh writes that so long, providing as the roofs of the houses are not in use, if the shul is lower than that, there's not a problem. If there's a use on it, if there's diurim, there's a use, people store things in their lofts, or people store, and that's high in the shul, then it becomes an issue, says the Rosh. Now, what do you do if you do build like that? It seems to be, the Rosh brings a raya from the Gemara, that they used to force the person who built higher than the shul to lower his house. The Rabbeinu Hanan brings another idea, they used to make the shul even higher. someone builds higher, he would have to pay for the shul to go even higher. Rabbeinu Tam brings an interesting story in Beis Yosef, says that you don't have to build a whole shul higher than the homes. It's enough if you stick out one wall, make it higher than the rest of the houses in town. And then it's back far in the Far East, in the East, not in the, in India and all the, in certain places, they used to have a clock tower next to the shul. Like a tower which goes really, really high. Have you understood what's the idea of that? The idea of that was, if anybody wants to build higher, shouldn't have an issue. Because you've got here the side of the shul has a high. Where the goyim took it from, where the Muslims took it from to build this high shpitz and this high thing, could well be they took it from us. It says Leroyim is based on Lekenu, so they tried to be better than us. They took it from us, probably. But, however, the Prime Godim seems to say, gives an interesting solution. He says, why don't you stick a big pole, stick a stick which will be higher than all the houses. You don't have to have an actual building. Magravram doesn't like that. But Prime Godim says, at least do that. At least you'll be covering something. Now, we have to go back to our difficulty. How can we make you? How can we make you? The Ramo brings the Mari Ben Chaviv. The Mari Ben Chaviv writes, this is Loshin, was one of the Gedolim who were expelled from Spain. So he was in Gerush Sfarad a bit before the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef quotes him. And he writes, his Loshin is, I've got his Loshin here, so I really made him read it out. He writes as follows. Kosa Beis Yosef Beshem Mari Ben Chaviv. Yeah? Bezeo Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam writes, "Kshebo'inim beis haKnesses em bo'inim ela begova shel ir." So Mari Ben Chavi makes a deal in the Rambam, the way the Rambam brought this halacha out. He didn't just say a shul must be the highest. He says when you come to build a shul, build it the highest. But nowadays we hardly build a shul. What do? We take a house and we turn it into a shul. So there's no halacha to build it highest. It's only when you come to build yourself a shul, then you must make it the highest. Big chiddush, big deal. Huh? At the Vailu, we're not differentiating between them. Beis Hamikdash is used for davening as well, the Chorei Kodim Beis HaKnesses as well. Yeah, I understand that the Kedusha-wise, yes, in the Beis Hamikdash you can do more things, but it's not because it's got less Kedusha. It's because midoichak, because people are learning, so therefore if you'll have to travel them to go out and eat, or to go out and, so therefore we disturb the learning, not because it's got less Kedusha. On the contrary, the Gemara says that it's better to daven in the Beis Medrash than in the Beis Knesset. It's got more Kedusha. A person should go from Beis Knesset to Beis Medrash. Why? Because it's a place for learning. Learning's got more Kedusha. It's a place for davening. But what you mean is there's certain leniencies in the Beis Medrash which there is in the Beis Knesset for a different reason. However, the Mari Ben Chaviv has got an interesting leniency which can apply to us. We don't just build houses. We don't have enough money to go and build houses here and there. So what do? We take a shul, we take a house, we turn it into a shul. That's not called boining Beis HaKnesses. You're not building a shul from scratch. If you're building, then do it according to the plans of the Shulchan Aruch. But if you're not building it, you're just taking a house, then the Mari Ben Chaviv wants to say that there's no, and he writes further than that. ובזמננו זה, במלכוס תוגרמה, אין לנו רשות להזמין בית קבוע לבית הכנסת. Not only that, in his days, after גירוש ספרד, they were restricted from building big shoes. The goyim demanded the Jews to have any high shoes. So he says, we've got no permission. But what, yes, he says, what we do have permission is, they're our homes, we should build them low. ואנו צריכים להט מן עצמנו בבת התחתית וכל לא ישמע מפני הסכון אם כן אפילו שיהיה בדיר למעלה לבית שלנו לפעמים כמידה. So Mari Ben Chaviv brings down that fine, so we're restricted, we're limited to build high the shul, or we took a house, but make sure that your home is lower than that. Now the pele is, we don't even do that. If we're going to start knocking our roofs off, knocking our this, we don't do that. So Baruch Hashem, the Bach takes care of us. The Beis Chodesh takes care of us. So the Bach says as follows. The Bach says, "Benila de'en ze'ela be'ir shekula Israel." What we're talking about, that the shul has to be the highest building in town, it's talking about a town where everybody is Jewish. Kulam Israel. Then, highlight your shul, make it the highest. says the Bach. Big chidush, no?
אבל עכשיו בגלותנו שאנו דרים בעיירות בין הגויים,
now we are in Golus, we live amongst goyim,
says, וגם מתקנים בנו,
and if we start building very high buildings, they'll get jealous of us. If I may say, I'm not questioning the Bach, but I'm saying, if we keep stick to the Shulchan Aruch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to protect us. Maybe they hate us because we're not doing that to our shuls. But the Bach has a different way. The Bach says as follows. The Bach says, it will cause jealousy to the goyim. See how high they're building the buildings. So the Bach says, Mutav lekayim be'atzmenu lama titra'u. It says when Yaakov Avinu sent his children down to Mitzrayim to get food, he says, why are you showing everybody that we've got plenty of food? Let's make as if we're all in hunger as well. Why should we stick out? Why should they start questioning on us? So therefore, says Bach, we're in Golos, let's keep a low profile. It's a big, big service. People have to remember this. We're in Golos, we have to keep a low profile. So says, for that reason, let's keep a low profile. Let's talk. So he says, but still, v'nashpil b'seinu b'yosef. But when it comes to build our own home, says the Bach, make sure you don't do it higher than the shul. That means if you're already keeping a low profile for the shul, keep a low profile for yourself. And this is the big, big yesod. When in Golus, you have to show the goyim, don't interfere with the goyim. The least you interfere with them, the least you highlight your wealth, the least you highlight, better. So the Bach is giving us a bit of a relief that we're not so bad after all. We have in Golus a source to keep our Bate Knesias low.
So you are propagating to be a ghetto, you mean?
Not at all. Not at all.
That's how it sounds to me.
Not at all. When I say don't highlight yourself, I mean don't do anything which will expose you more than them. That's what I mean to say. Now, ghetto or not ghetto, that's not our issue, yeah? It might be healthy. I'm saying, they never caused anti-Semitism in a ghetto. On the contrary, when they wanted to punish us to put us into a ghetto. But if we would have gone ourselves into a ghetto, maybe it wouldn't have happened. Well,
interesting is the Arabs and the Muslims when it comes to the mosques.
They've been very high.
They're
not, and this is what I always wondered. The kitrugonos, they've got no problem. They built high, no problem, in the middle of the West End. They've got no problem. Yeah, they've got nothing to worry about. They've got nothing to worry. They've got quantity. Yeah. Anyway, they're only doing it because of that. By the way, the Muslims, I hope I'm not on the internet and all that, but I'll still say it. They daven 5 times a day. Where do you get it from? From Yom Kippur. It says the Jews go Bismillah at 8, we'll do it at 13. We are better than them. Everything we are better than. They daven 5 times a day once a year. We'll do it every day. But we know, because God wants quality. Quality, not quantity. What?
That's what we need to fight against them, because we only daven 3 times.
Okay, if he doesn't do 3 times properly, believe me, it'll have a lot of effect. We won't have to fight him anymore. But we've got a problem now, which we have to try and solve. The problem is that in Eretz Yisrael, which is a country which is only hidden, you don't see people being makpid. Another kitzur, I lived there, and I lived in a place called Kiryat Sefer, and I remember the last thing they built in the town were the shuls. The shuls were miklatim, what they call, any empty space for bringing a caravan or a shul. Where is the kula which you find, especially in Yerushalayim? You know what they're building in Yerushalayim? Such high buildings that when Mashiach is going to come and build a Beis Hamikdash, we'll have a problem. The Beis Hamikdash won't be as high as those buildings. Look at the hotels all around the old city. They're much higher than the place Mokum HaMikdash. In fact, they build it high in order to attract the Jewish people to see Harabais from the top roof, top floor. So what are we doing? What's going on? It troubled me.
The Beis Hamikdash is going to be much higher.
Hopefully, oh. So we'll have to do that. We'll have to do that. If you come for them from Shammai, it won't be a problem. Yeah? So the Beis Hamikdash will be higher. That's one solution. I hope that by then they won't invent 100 stories. Anyway. But but I found a Meiri, which is quoted in the Chidah. says as follows. The Meiri says, try and get his lotion. Oh. The Meiri in Masechet Shabbos, the Machzik Brocha brings it, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, but doesn't bring this Chidush for some reason. It just starts to be Aloha. Have a look at the Meiri. It doesn't write what the Meiri writes. But the Chidah brings the full Nusach of the Meiri, and I saw it inside. The Meiri writes as follows. One of the biggest brachas our generation got is the Meiri. It's amazing. Whenever you're stuck in the Gemara, look at the Meiri clarity. He's one of the late Rishonim who we can feel close because he explains more words. He spares more words to understand the Ksugya. Yeah? So the Meiri writes that if the reason why they're making the buildings high is because Leharbot eino derech sora, it's not to be more than the shul, not to be more than the highest building, ela leharbot bediyurim valiot. They want to fit more tenants, more people to live, make room. There's no room in Yerushalayim. They're finding trouble to fit everyone. Everybody has to go out. So they build high buildings in order to be able to fit more people. So not derech sora, you're not doing it. And Bemis, it's like that. If the top flat is owned by someone else, then he doesn't feel any higher than the one who lives in the first floor. On the contrary, I think first floor flats are more expensive than the higher floor. The higher it gets, it's cheaper it gets. So that means there's no sorrow. He's not living there because he wants to be higher. It's not a private home which I built four floors high, and I'm using everything. So therefore I'm making use higher. I took the fourth floor, and only the fourth floor is mine. So if you do it in order to fit in more tenants, the Meiri says, big chiddush. Because you hint that. The Meiri says there's no problem at all. So maybe that's the source. Why in the soil, they're not makpid in all of this, even though it's a town of Kula Yidden. That's as far as coming to build the shul. But that's not our topic today. We tried it in 5 minutes, trying the topic of Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. Ever wondered whether Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, we'll have to discuss this some other time about restrictions. What can you do in the shul? What can't you do in the shul? But let's first the general idea. Is the Kedusha of the shul Midoraisa or Midorabonon? Interesting question. No? A lot of implications in halacha. And just recently I saw a bigger implication. Whether shul needs a mezuzah might depend on this. Whether a shul has a din mikdash from the Torah or not. Because the Torah says that mezuzot betecha. Beitecha velo shel kodesh. The Rambam gives a chiddush which no one else brings as chiddush. The Rambam says the beis mikdash is potter from mezuzah, like the Gemara says. But he says, what's the reason? Because beitecha velo beis hekdesh. Mute. That means the Rambam is all in the shuls or have a Kedusha Midoraisa, Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. The truth is, we'll begin with the Ramban. The simple shita which is taken on, the Prima Godin brings it, he doesn't bring any argument about this. The Ran and the Ramban seem to hold both, that the Kedusha of a shul is only the Rabbanon. There's a discussion in the Gemara, what to do with the shul. If you want to change, you want to sell the shul. So you take Shiva Tuva'il, and you say Shiva Tuva'il, the Rashba says, doesn't mean special people, seven special people. It's difficult to find seven. Yeah? It means you just elect seven people. When there's seven people, they can do what they like. However, they can't take away the Kiddush of the shul, Legamre, completely. And also with the money which you've exchanged the shul, you can't do what you like. You have to be male bekedusha, unless you did it al yedei shiva tu ve'ahir be'ma'amad anshei ahir. That means everybody agreed, all the people in the town, together shiva tu ve'ahir, they decided to sell the shul because they want to move on, they want to build somewhere else. Then, that koyach, that afkar, that taken away when you sell it, the money which you get becomes chulin, and the beis hakneses also becomes chulin legamre. It's only in that option. The Gemara questions whether if you give a gift, a matana, if you finish using a shul, you don't need it anymore, you give it as a gift to someone, whether the Kedusha goes away as well, if you do it al Shiva Tuva'ir, Mamadan Shahir, and the Gemara brings the machlokes, two opinions. One says yes, one says not. One says yes, and one says no, sorry. The one who holds you can't, is because you're not getting anything in reward. There's nothing for the Kedusha to be transmitted to take away the Kedusha. And the one who says yes holds that if you're giving him a gift, presumably he's done to you good. He's done good to the town, he's donated things before. So if you want to, as gratitude, you want to give him something. So therefore, that's called like a mecha and the kedusha. The Ramban asks on that. He says, if a shul has a kedusha from the Torah, then we know that kochim you cannot redeem unless you redeem on something. The ano which you got from that fellow before is gone. So now what are you redeeming it on? On something which previously happened, you have to redeem on something. So Ramban comes to a conclusion that the Kedusha of a shul is the Rabbanon. Like what? Like a tashmish mitzvah. What's a tashmish mitzvah? The Gemara in Megillah, the friendship is a tashmish kedusha. A tashmish kedusha le'olam stays kodesh. When you finish using a tefillin, you have to put in shemus. You finish using a tzitzis, you can wrap it up respectfully and put it in the bin. A talis, the taz is mechadesh, like a gartel. The taz says a gartel, which you wear specially for davening, then it may have a din, maybe it has to do with what we're discussing now, has a din of tashmish kedusha, because I'm not wearing one. A tashmish kedusha, yeah, that what? That you have to put it in shemus. Why? Because you're designated for davening only. It's not like a tzitzis, you're designated for wearing all days. You can go into the bathroom, so according to a taz, you can't go into a bathroom with your talis godel, with your long talis, because you only wear it for davening. So it becomes like, I once had the shadow with your hats. Some people wear the hats only for davening. So maybe they can't go into a bathroom with the hats. They had to go sit in Kiddusha. A kittel, same idea with a kittel. So the kittel is designated for up to 120, so maybe you're going to get tonight that you're going to use yours. But that's shameless, that's gnizer. Yeah, you're absolutely right. A kittel which is designated for davening, you've got a problem. It's got tashmish kiddusha. Maybe Seder night will take it away from tashmish kiddusha. Not those who wear kittel on Seder night. So they're using it for eat, for food. What you're eating with it. Seder is a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch is also the main course is also a mitzvah. Seder? Okay, very good. So that's the Ramban. So the Ramban holds that the shul has a din kiddusha mishum tashmish mitzvah. So therefore, so long it's the Rabbanon, it's a tashmish mitzvah, presumably. And so long as you need it for the mitzvah, it's got kedusha. But when Shiva Tuvei decide not to use it anymore for the mitzvah, so it's like an esrog, sukkos, no? Once you finish with the mitzvah, during sukkos, the esrog is mukta. You can't use it for anything else but the mitzvah, yeah? However, if sukkos is over, the kedusha goes away. Same thing is with the shul. The Ran questions on the Ramban, and he also has a view that it's the Rabbanon as well. The Ran holds that it's not a tashmish mitzvah, it's got kedusha, but kedusha midrabanan. Because it says it can't be a tashmish mitzvah, because if tashmish mitzvah, you don't have to, after you finish it, make it into a higher kedusha. A shul, if you didn't sell it with Shiva Tuvair, you have to buy something more kodush, that you don't have to do for mitzvah. When you finish with the esrog, if you sell it, don't buy something higher than that. You buy something equal, or just... So therefore, it can't be a tashmish mitzvah. It must be a kedusha midrabanan. Fine. Two Rishonim which hold like that, is the Chemed brings a Yereim, which Yereim holds, that Moira Mikdash is the Oraisa. He argues with the Ramban, a shul has a din of a mamish like a base Mikdash, Mikdash Me'at. He brings Psukim as a Raya, and the Yereim was known, he brought a Raya from a Pasuk in the Torah, V'yaretz Melekecho, and then he went with Mikdash Yitiro, and he brings the Torah's Kohenim, that inclusive in Mikdash is Bote Knesios, Bote Mikdash. So according to Yereim, the Kedush of the Shul is the Raya from the Torah. That makes it more frightening. When we walk into a Shul, we have to know that we're walking into a Mikdash. You have to be careful what you speak, how you speak, the way Dvarim Betelim, we'll soon see there's halachos which apply to it's much more frightening. The Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam holds like that as well. His lesson is that you're not allowed to the lintoitz, you're not allowed to break any stone from a base avoidas akeli, calls it. Any house which is designated for worship, for service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's avoidas akel, that includes shuls, includes the base medrash, you're not allowed to break the stones of it, the Kedusha. So the Rambam seems to hold like that, and the Rambam of Hilchas Mezuzah, which we discussed, also seems to hold. Just give you a little halacha, just to be able to, we came up with something. Apart from the machlokes of Kedusha Be'Gen, the Raisa de Rabbanu, which we ought to hold, because it makes the law enough kaminis the halacha, there's an interesting halacha both in Ramo, you're not allowed to kiss your children in shul. I've seen people are making this. They don't realize. They're too emotional, or they don't know, or they forget. You know, sometimes the love you have for a child just makes you forget everything. All of a sudden, this son has come first time to shul, he's so excited, and you give him a kiss. Oh! No, it's fine, Moroccan. Yeah? Yeah? But, no, I get to that. I'm related to that. So anyway, the child walks in, the Binyamin Zev, was one of the late Rishonim of early Achronim. He writes, you're not allowed to kiss a child, he brings Aguda, who's a Rishon, you're not allowed to kiss your child because you mustn't show more love to anyone else apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I guess, if you're Medayek, he says, Bolov HaKtanim, The Ramo brings it, the Siman Tzadiches. It means it's little children. What about someone else's children? If you kiss them, you don't really love them. You're showing more love. What about grown up? Like he's saying, come over Aliyah. You're not showing your love when you kiss him. Come on. You just need a covered. So, the Ben Ish Chai brings that those who kiss the Rabbonim or kiss other people in the shul, they're covered, or for parents, they're covered, there's no problem. It's only when you might show more love to the, you're kissing because you like someone. But if you do it derech covered, then you've got no problem. Then Shai says so much so, that someone important walks in, if he's not someone that pi alocha, you have to stand up for him. Don't stand up for him in shul. Unless the Torah says you have to stand up. Someone over the age of 70, according to the Arizal, someone over the age of 60, you have to stand up. That's right, you can't according to alocha. Further than that, further than that, you should not stand and give cover. Not only kiss, don't give cover in a shul. Obviously, don't mistreat either. But don't give cover, extra cover to someone who, according to Allah, you don't have to give him extra cover. Why? Because you're showing more cover to him. So this is just a taster of the halachas which we ought to keep on the basic lessons. I'm sorry.